This is refocusing as you go, starting or steadier by Tactical Composure. This is a group of tactics that we wanted to bring to your attention. They can help you to refocus in the heat of the moment while you're with other people, perhaps doing a job or a task, or certainly a situation where you need to be discreet and you can't certainly take 15 minutes to go for a walk outside or go and do a tactical composure technique in a formal way. The good news is the whole goal of tactical composure is to be able to eventually use these tactics discreetly as you go. So first of all is about refocusing through action. So this is different to just thinking. It's actually getting composure by doing and by paying attention in the moment. First tactic is refocus attention on the task at hand as you go. So using self-instruction, your own words, your own mind, after acknowledging that your mind wandered or you might be feeling tense or experiencing something, say to yourself something like this: I'm just paying attention to this task I'm doing right now. Or right now, I'm doing this task that I know one step at a time. Or I'm just listening to what they are saying and noting the key points. Or something a bit more domestic for us: I'm just chopping the vegetables for dinner. Or I'm just listening to the kids talk. So we need to say this, but also refocus our attention back on the task as many times as we need. It might only require a few times, but it may be more than that. So we can come back to, right now, I'm paying attention to this task. Right now, this is what I'm doing. So we're refocusing through action without having to stop, analyze, decide, just getting the attention focused back where it needs to go. And we do this with questions and with self-instructions. So we ask you to consider, what are some situations where your mind might wander off or towards the negative, where you could simply instruct yourself to pay attention to the task at hand? And write those scenarios or situations down, and you can pay attention and observe those in the coming weeks. Now, the second skill set here is start, which is about engaging and just continuing, just keep going. So we know just sometimes by starting and keep going with the next task, and the tasks that we need to be doing right now, it can actually begin to ease the tension and we get a greater sense of progress and a sense of proactive action. A sense of control comes from that as well too. So there's no more to be said than that, but just starting. So question here is, what are some actions that you avoid or procrastinate on that typically feel better once you get started? And our third one here is going steady or slower. And this is simply just slowing down a little bit, easing back the sense of urgency. Soften and settle the muscles in the body language. So whatever task we're doing, or if we're in a meeting, we might be sitting forward with a sense of urgency, just sitting back a little bit. It could be walking that slight bit slower. I use a technique myself where I say to myself, just go that slight bit of slow motion. In fact, no one else is going to notice. And that gives your mind that sense of, okay, we're just taking this more deliberately and more steady. So you can use the word steady, going at the right pace for the task, or just a bit slower. Going slower sometimes is actually allowing for better and faster outcomes because we're not likely to make errors, jump the gun, or perhaps wind up our attention so much but not thinking so clearly. So the question here is, how could you implement going slower or slightly slower, or more steady in your work and home life?